Good morning. We have a special Nolan show this morning. It involves a devastated pregnant lady and her abortion law plea.
They don't offer terminations in Northern Ireland, and so my only choice basically was to carry the baby either until it passes away inside me or I can deliver and it would pass away.
She's been told her baby cannot survive, but a termination is still out of the question here in Northern Ireland.
This child is already dead before it's born. There's no choice.
So she still has to travel to London at her own expense and pay for a private clinic abortion. And this is the subject of a Nolan special radio programme today. We have travelled to London with this young lady, and you will also see a film on this issue and this journey on Nolan Television tonight, 10:35 BBC One. Tonight, 10:35 BBC One. Sarah wants the abortion law changed in Northern Ireland. Until a few days ago, she and her husband were looking forward to their first baby. They had just got married. Then she learned the heartbreaking news that all was far from well. Her baby was never going to have a life. Sarah decided an abortion was the only option. But the hospital told her that would be illegal here in Northern Ireland. Angry and deeply depressed, she's told me her story.
I went for a gender scan last Thursday, and when I was there, it was picked up that we couldn't see the baby's head, and from that, we were sent urgently to the Ulster Hospital to be told that we were carrying a baby with anencephaly.
Is this your first baby?
Yeah.
And what is anencephaly? What is that?
Anencephaly is the worst case of spina bifida, so the baby has no skull formed and no brain. It's brain dead. It's not. There's nothing there. There's nothing from the eyes up. To be told that, I mean, the baby, no matter what, is going to be born dead, basically.
Yeah, I know.
Excuse me.
It's okay. Look, I know you want your story to be heard, and I know this is so difficult for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's very hard to come to terms with.
I know. I'm really, really sorry.
Yeah.
So you decided...
Yeah.
That obviously... When you're in the middle of this. And look, I don't want to put words in your mouth. I want you to tell me from your heart what was in your head to do then.
Well, at the time at the hospital, I was going... When I was told anencephaly, I didn't know what that was. And at the time, they said that they don't offer terminations in Northern Ireland. And so my only choice, basically, was to carry the baby either until it passes away inside me or I can deliver... And it would pass away.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Sorry, bear with me. So, it wasn't until I had gone home and researched actually what it was, and there's Facebook pages with mothers who have gone through this, and they are all... The grieving process is unreal. It's devastating. I mean... These mothers have all given birth to babies that are dead, and I can't go through with it. I really can't, but here in Northern Ireland, they can't do anything for me because the baby isn't going to harm me, although the baby is dead.
So in other words, what the law says is you cannot have an abortion. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the law won't let you have an abortion unless the baby is going to harm you.
And would you like to have an abortion?
Yes, I would. I would. This is a very traumatic birth that I would have to go through. They've told me it would be days. It's not going to be something you can come in, have a baby and go home again. That's not going to happen. I mean, the baby has no head. They've been told there's no skull to cause pressure for me to deliver. And the bit of the brain that the baby's missing, I won't go into labour either. So they're going to have to induce me. It is a very, very traumatic birth.
And that's what you are faced with. So what you started doing was you started checking out what your rights are as a mother and what you can and cannot do in Northern Ireland.
Yes.
And what were you told?
The only way you can have an abortion is if the baby's threatening you and that you can have, get cancer or high blood pressure, or, you know, there has to be a life threat to you. It doesn't matter what the baby is. After 12 weeks, the baby has its own rights.
And is there any chance of this baby surviving?
No chance.
None whatsoever?
None. There is no treatment. There is no skull. There is no brain. There is nothing that they can make grow to make this baby live. This baby is brain dead.
Okay.
This baby is... there's nothing they can do. There's no treatment they can give. Absolutely nothing. It is just... It's just a body. It's just a dead body. That's it.
And so you're currently 20 weeks pregnant?
Yep.
What have they told you will happen from now then?
From now, if I was to carry on in Northern Ireland, which you would have to do, they scan you every 2 weeks until they find the baby has passed away, and then they want to bring you in to start you to have labour.
To deliver the fetus?
Yep.
Not before?
No, not before. I would have to wait until, if I was to keep going on, I would have to wait until this baby has passed away. Or if I go to full term, then they will start the labour and the baby will die whenever it's born.
And what about your rights and what you want?
My rights? There doesn't seem to be any rights for the mother. That's just it. There's nothing to say that I have any rights. The baby seems to overrule everything. It's got its own rights, so I can't do anything. I just have to deliver unless I go to England and have a termination there and pay for it myself. Which, at this stage, I'm sitting at 20 weeks, and the price for an abortion at my stage is the £1,350, and that's before your flights or accommodation for wherever you have to stay.
You phoned your doctor.
Yep.
You were given the name of a family planning clinic, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
What happened to you when you tried to visit that clinic?
When we went down to the family planning clinic in Belfast, there was protesters outside, and on the way in, we were throwing leaflets on our faces. We got past that bit and went in. It wasn't until we were coming out. It was horrendous. We had this protester in our faces shouting everything about how I was doing the wrong thing. I will never forget it. I'm ruining a child's body and all sorts of abuse. And I mean, she literally followed us to the car we were getting into, shouting.
Shouting what?
About what I'm doing, about ruining a child's life. I'll never forget it. She's everything you don't want to hear. But they don't know your circumstances. I'm not getting rid of the child because I feel like it. If this child had Down syndrome, I wouldn't even be dreaming of doing this. But this child is already dead before it's born. There is no choice. I just can't face seeing what's not a baby at the end and have nothing to walk out of the hospital with. I just don't think I could cope mentally after such a traumatic birth to walk into the hospital with nothing.
These protesters at the family planning clinic were in your face?
Oh yes. They had leaflets galore and they were just shouting everything, and it wasn't even as we came out the door, they literally followed I had my mum with me and my husband, and we were, I mean, pestered right to the very getting in the car door. You were nearly having to push her out of your way. She was so in your face.
What would you say to those people?
Just told them to mind their own business and go away, and that we would ring the police if she didn't stop.
They would say...
Pardon?
They would say that they're defending the rights of an unborn child.
Yes. But as the hospital states, this baby does not even have what makes you an individual. There is no brain, there is no skull, you know, there is no head. That is just it. This baby has, you know, an eye socket and a jawline. Above that, nothing. There is absolutely nothing.
You want Stormont to change the rules here in Northern Ireland?
They have to. They really have to. There's people out there who don't have the supportive family that I have and can't afford these prices. And in Northern Ireland, we have a 12-week scan and a 20-week scan. The hospital say you can't pick these sorts of things up until about 14, 15 weeks. So by the time you have your 20-week scan, it is too late. You have no choice. That is it.
What's your appeal to the Health Minister, Edwin Poots?
You need to change the law. Before this happened to me, I did not agree with an abortion. I thought of an abortion as somebody who was having a girl and didn't want a girl, wanted a boy, or had a one-night stand and didn't want the baby. But this is not my choice. And there's people out there like me who don't have choices. This is medical. It may not harm me, but this is a dead body I am carrying, and I am being forced to carry in Northern Ireland because of this silly law.
Are you going to go to England?
I am, yes. Yes, I'm going to England, but the only clinic over there is London that deal with it, because I am 20 weeks. They're the only clinic that will do it. In London, England, they have up to 24 weeks. So any mother in Northern Ireland finding out their 20-week scan does not have a lot of time to consider going over there. I, myself, I'm only married from the 1st of June this year.
You're just married?
I never dreamed that we'd be having to do this so many months later.
You're just married?
Yes. It's not how you want to start your married life.
Are you going to be okay?
Yes.
Why are you speaking out about this? Why have you contacted me?
Because I think the law needs to change. I really do. It needs to be done here. Everybody needs to have the right, when it's medical terms like this, to have an abortion in their own. I am going away to London, where I don't know anybody. I'm not familiar with the grounds. I have no family around me to support me. When all because of this silly law here, I could be here.
Listen, thank you so much for speaking to me.
Thank you for listening. Taking the time.